How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, fight the aging process without giving up your social life. In this episode, it's actually part 3 of 3 of an interview I did with fellow personal trainer and fitness business coach, Steve Washuda from Truly Fit. We more specifically go into his online training programs for clients, as well as his fitness 101 business for other personal trainers. So if you have any interest in either of these, stay tuned. If you want to go back a couple episodes to catch up, go ahead.
But Steve, let's talk about your programs you offer. I know you said you did one for trainers. You obviously do some for clients. Anything else? What do you got?
Yeah. So I and my business partner developed an app called Truly Fit. It's also a desktop software. And it's actually not fully launched yet. It's in beta, which means we have gyms and trainers on there, but sort of in the background running. You can't just go sign up for it yourself. You'd have to contact me directly and we'd have to get your business or company on, but it'll be fully launched soon. Essentially what it is, if anyone knows what Upwork or Fiverr is, mm-hmm. we want to be the Upwork or Fiverr of fitness. So let's say Brad is a professional fitness person, which he is. Brad can make an account on Truly Fit, where it shows all of his credentials, all of the things that he teaches, and he could have a schedule up there that says, okay, Brad does, let's say, virtual body weight class at 6 p.m. Central Time. And anyone can sign up for that. And if the general population goes on, they can click the link, they can sign up, it sends them an automatic Zoom link. They pay us, and then we pay you, essentially. So it's like site credit is concerned, but you can search through any filters. So if you're looking for, let's say, virtual classes, if you're looking for on-site places locally, so maybe someone's looking for me in the Austin, Texas area, they can type in Austin, Texas. Then maybe they click corrective exercise specialist, and I'm one of the people who pop up, and they decide to click me, they see my availability, and they can book me. So we're trying to help trainers build their business by building this software and getting the hardest part. If you ask trainers, like, what's the hardest part about building your business? They say getting clients. Well, yeah. We want to solve that problem for you. You put up your information, and then we'll drive clients to the site to find you to work with you.
Yeah. Sounds a little bit like ClassPass, but ClassPass was more just big, huge group classes. This is more ClassPass for personal trainers only and of every type of niche.
That's exactly really cool. Right, Brad. That's the perfect analogy. The difference between us and ClassPass is more for big gyms as opposed to individual personal trainers. Also, we're really big on the free market. So we want people to be able to set their own prices. And ClassPass, they're kind of weird with that. ClassPass will do things like they'll make you do a free class.
Yeah.
They won't block your schedule in certain ways. They cap prices, things of that nature. I don't care if Brad goes on and charges $400 for an hour and Steve goes on and charges $4. Let the market work itself out. And by controlling people's prices, I think that's, I like to give people full autonomy over their little business. I don't want to tell them what to do and what not to do.
Yeah. I know from just running all the gyms and doing every type of marketing play, Groupon first was just, you know, I think when they first got big, okay, it was worth it. But then they started dwindling down and they were still just gouging you and doing everything you just said and just was not worth it. Plus, the type of clientele it was giving you were the jumpers that didn't care about longevity and all that. They were just looking for something cheap to burn some calories. And then ClassPass kind of brought it back again. So yeah, I just always stayed away from that after my first couple of years of trying those out.
Yeah, I had a trainer tell me a story that she was on ClassPass like through some other company doing some sort of group fitness class. And ClassPass offered some sort of deal where if you did like two classes within a 48-hour period, they give you a discount. And for whatever reason, they didn't block off like back-to-back classes. And this person had done like basically two classes back-to-back for half price, and no one was in the second class. So the trainer had to like work with a person, basically a one-on-one, do a one-on-one session with, and they were just in the class beforehand for half the price. It was just, there's too many nuances to our business and what we do. And I think I'd rather the trainer themselves be able to set their schedule, not try to control their schedule for problems like that.
Yep. No, I agree. I know all that stuff too well. Steve, what about your online training for yourself or for your local gym? What's kind of the clientele you're looking for?
So I just moved recently. This is my second or third move in 3 years. So right now I don't train locally at all. And when I do train locally on site, I actually only train self-defense and Muay Thai.
Cool.
So I've been practicing Muay Thai for a long time. and I love teaching it. It's my favorite thing to teach. So I have all the equipment, bags and stuff. I have them hanging in my garage. So I will be starting that back up soon, training in Muay Thai. But other than that, like I mentioned earlier, I do train virtually. And what I do is typically is I'll send an Amazon list to anyone who wants to train with me virtually. My clientele demographic is people who are looking, again, for overall health and wellness, a little bit of weight loss, a little bit of toning, and just staying in shape, right? If you have very specific goals, I need to put on 12 pounds of muscle, I'm not your guy. So I want to work with you for long-term health and wellness, and then I will send you a list of equipment on Amazon. You buy that equipment so that I know what you have, and we set a schedule. I send you my Calendly link. They book me and that's it. We're off to virtual training. And I do about maybe 12 to 15 hours of that a week. I just have a lot of other things on my plate with the software company. So that's about the extent of my virtual training right now.
Yeah. I think same thing with some of my online clients. Amazon is just the easiest thing to use. And plus I don't need much. Just if they want to do the bare minimum, just some bands and maybe 3, 5, and 10 pound weights. And then we could do so much with that and just body weight. So it's not like it's $1 million either.
Yeah, there's a really good trainer named Kai Evans who was on a TV show, an NBC TV show with a while ago, like when Sylvester Stallone was like hosting it. They were doing like a, how could I explain it? Basically like one of those like weight loss things where all the trainers came in and they were working one-on-one with the clients for weight loss. Anyway, Kai Evans is really funny, but he said something to the extent of like, your body is the only tool you need in fitness. The other things are just toys that help.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, you can give me any toy. If you're a good enough trainer, whether it's a band or 1 10-pound dumbbell or 2 15-pound dumbbells or some sort of bender ball or a slam ball, we can make it work. If you're a good trainer, you understand how the body works and how the muscles work, and you understand who your client is and their goals. And these are just toys that help us get to our goal. They're not necessities.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with that too. And I think I use most of the toys just as other variations of exercise just to keep it motivating. Because I imagine with just nothing, man, I got to really come up with stuff to keep the client coming back just because, you know, that's also part of our job too. Just like you said, not only the knowledge, but it's our job to entertain. And that's why they hire us to keep them on this fitness journey. Trainers need trainers. God, I go to another gym. I can't even be in my gym all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I work with people for my Muay Thai and my kickboxing, and I love it. And you should always be getting better. I mean, think about like, and to stay on the martial arts topic, like whoever the UFC champion of the world is at any time in any weight class, they have trainers, right? So the champion, they're considered the best fighter of the world, yet they're working with a nutritionist. They're working with somebody specifically for their striking, someone for their jiu-jitsu, someone for their wrestling, right? It's like, it doesn't matter how good you are. You could always get better, and you should always have people kind of pointing you in the right direction. And that's what I tell people too. If you're somebody, let's say even in your mid 40s and you think you know what you're doing, and maybe you do, maybe you're a personal trainer or used to be, and you feel like you have an idea of how to exercise properly. That doesn't mean once in a while, right? Maybe you don't need a trainer every week, but maybe once every 2 or 3 months, you call up Brad, you call up Steve and say, hey, I'd like you to audit my program. This is what I do currently. What do you think I could do better? What do you think I should be concerned with? Should I add this toy in? Should I take this out? What can I do better? And that really helps you grow as a human to be able to take that feedback and drop the ego a little bit. But also considering we know what we're talking about, it should help them from a physical standpoint as well.
Yeah. That's some of my marketing talk when I talk to some younger clients, especially kind of like guys, like you may have done a lot of training, a lot of classes, and you obviously look the way you look and you do know a lot, but you know, if you want someone that's been in the business for 15 years and studying this day in, day out, talking to other trainers day in, day out, that's what we're worth. You pretty much probably know 90% of what I know, but that little 10%, unless you want to put in that kind of effort, that's what I bring to the table. That and motivation. So that's exactly true.
Yeah, that's very true.
Cool. Steve, how can my audience find you if they're interested either in if there's any personal trainers or fitness professionals listening or just clients that are looking for a little extra help? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Just directly at my Instagram. It's just at Steve Washuta. Very simple. StevWashuta. You could also go to fitnessbusiness101.com and reach me through there. And then my podcast, you can reach out to me at any time or give my podcast a listen. That's just Truly Fit, TRULYFIT. So Truly Fit is the marketing arm of the app. I came up with the Truly Fit podcast so that I could do what I'm doing now, meet great trainers like Brad and general population to say, hey, I know what I'm doing in the industry. My goal is to help people, both the general population get healthier and personal trainers to build their business. And I want to build this app. And in the meantime, I want to get out there and meet people, both in the general population who are struggling and both great personal trainers with great ideas like you, Brad, and then build a nice network for the app when it launches.
Yeah, that's awesome. My audience always knows I'll put in those links anyways in the podcast description, so I can just click on it. But I love doing the same type of stuff with what you're saying. I go on other podcasts and YouTube of other health and wellness professionals, and I sit there and binge just because I love seeing what everyone else is doing. I pick up new things. I don't even want my own audience to just sit here and listen to me day in, day out. Expand your horizon. Go listen to other people like Steve. So that's awesome. Steve, I just want to thank you for being on the show, and I can't wait to be on yours in a couple of weeks.
If you'd like a little bit of help of checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help you point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top.